The share market euphoria that greeted Barack Obama's victory in the US presidential election didn't last long. Asian markets tumbled Thursday, a day after the Illinois senator's historic win, because of lingering concerns about fundamental flaws in the global economy. Most Asian markets had risen Wednesday on the election results. South Korea's main KOSPI index lost more than 7%, and steel and auto exporters were the big losers. A sobering reversal after five sessions of gains. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell almost as much, and Japan's Nikkei also slumped by more than 6.5%. Japanese car makers suffered. Shares in Toyota plunged more than 10% on worries about sliding earnings. The company cut its profit forecast for the current year by more than half to 550 billion yen. Shares in rival Isuzu Motors also fell. The global gloom followed the release of economic data in the United States that showed deep cuts in employment in October. Despite such widespread pessimism, Australian Finance Minister Lindsay Tanner thinks the worst of the global financial crisis is over.
Nobody can predict what these international pressures will do. I'm optimistic that things have improved and that we've seen the worst of these circumstances in the United States and in Europe, but we'll be doing everything we can to push back against these very powerful economic forces.
Australia's main stock index closed down more than 4% Thursday after post-election jitters about the American economy sent Wall Street into a nosedive overnight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 5% because of renewed concerns over a deep recession in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.